Lesson 34th, from the 7th to the end of the 10th commandment. 373. Question. What is the 7th commandment? Answer. The 7th commandment is, Thou shalt not steal. 374. Question. What are we commanded by the 7th commandment? Answer. By the 7th commandment we are commanded to give to all men what belongs to them and to respect their property. 375. Question. What is forbidden by the 7th commandment? Answer. The 7th commandment forbids all unjust taking or keeping what belongs to another. 376. Question. Are we bound to restore ill-gotten goods? Answer. We are bound to restore ill-gotten goods, or the value of them, as far as we are able, otherwise we cannot be forgiven. 377. Question. Are we obliged to repair the damage we have unjustly caused? Answer. We are bound to repair the damage we have unjustly caused. 378. What is the 8th commandment? Answer. The 8th commandment is, Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. 379. Question. What are we commanded by the 8th commandment? Answer. We are commanded by the 8th commandment to speak the truth in all things and to be careful of the honor and reputation of every one. 380. Question. What is forbidden by the 8th commandment? Answer. The 8th commandment forbids all rash judgments, backbiting, slanders, and lies. 381. Question. What must they do who have lied about their neighbor and seriously injured his character? Answer. They who have lied about their neighbor and seriously injured his character must repay the injury done as far as they are able. Otherwise, they will not be forgiven. 382. Question. What is the 9th commandment? Answer. The 9th commandment is, Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. 383. Question. What are we commanded by the 9th commandment? Answer. We are commanded by the 9th commandment to keep ourselves pure in thought and desire. 384. Question. What is forbidden by the 9th commandment? Answer. The 9th commandment forbids unchaste thoughts, desires of another's wife or husband, and all other unlawful, impure thoughts and desires. 385. Question. Are impure thoughts and desires always sins? Answer. Impure thoughts and desires are always sins unless they displease us and we try to banish them. 386. What is the 10th commandment? Answer. The 10th commandment is, Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods. 387. Question. What are we commanded by the 10th commandment? Answer. By the 10th commandment we are commanded to be content with what we have, and to rejoice in our neighbor's welfare. 388. Question. What is forbidden by the 10th commandment? Answer. The 10th commandment forbids all desires to take or keep wrongfully what belongs to another.